realms of Senith.
And there we go. Oh, Sarah left. Well, I guess that leaves you, Erevan, to do the recap.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We were assaulting the Vale of Morage.
Welcome back.
Sorry, your kid needed me.
You missed my epic recap.
No, please, give me a recap.
Morid will be joining us, and Jen Eric is out. I think he took his chickens with him.
The afterlife?
No, he walked off into the sunset. We brought him back from the afterlife. He was mad about it.
Oh, okay. He wanted to be with his chickens. I get it.
Well, he did smite a spider with his foot.
What?
Like, he assaulted, they opened the gate to Bainder after the making camp outside. I think it was Alita that did that. And he grabbed some chickens, put them under his arm, and charged in. That's how he assaulted the city.
Started smiting spiders with his boot.
Yeah, so he was left kicking spiders on his way in.
And he went down like that.
He died kicking spiders.
Yeah.
It sounds like I could have been a lot of help there.
It was the arrow to the chest, I think, that finally did him in, though, right?
Well, I can't remember, but I don't think it helped.
I think it was the arrow softened him up, but the spiders, like, barraging him with attacks is what put him down. It was like two or three at once or something, and there was poison damage, too.
And a critical hit. One of them got a critical hit.
Yeah. They were mad that they got smited with his boot.
Frankly, I'm pretty surprised he stood up as long as he did.
But now we have Morid back with us, so that's nice.
Yeah, there was priests in the camp. So it's not just Elkwood. It's Brogaine that has sent people here. They decide to support your efforts as well. So you had access to clerics with Greater Restoration and Revivify. The Greater Restoration to return Morid to himself instead of being charmed, and then Revivify on the dead paladin, because he wasn't just like down, he was dead.
But the chickens were intact.
Yeah, he saved the chickens and he managed to throw them out or something. I have to say that was that was a very epic way for a paladin to go in.
Smiting spiders with his boot.
Yeah, I mean, it worked ultimately. You guys breached the gate.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just what paladins do. It's where a lot of their damage comes from, is their smites.
So I think we left off. They killed a halfling rogue that was kind of covering the gate. Rogue.
He's being a little bitch.
Yeah. And then they basically have the stable area past the gate. It's held for you guys as well. They pulled Generic out, got him resurrected, and the gate is being pushed open further at the moment. So that, you know, if anybody that looks back, like Alita, I think everyone other than Diamond's in the gate. Anyone that looks back, you just would see Diamond, I would guess, with her clockwork dragon.
I might summon some things too. I don't know.
And like 50 snakes.
Well, I mean, if we're trying to get a heavy door open or a heavy gate open, I'd probably summon something a little stronger than that. Like,
well, you already have a clockwork dragon. It's our siege weapon.
Oh, I could just flame that shit. I don't know. That might make it hot if it's metal, though.
Or just.
It could also melt, maybe. I don't know.
Or just ram the door open. I mean, it's made of clockwork.
But I don't want to break the dragon. Can I just fly over the gate?
Or clarification, who am I playing today? Playing Morid again?
Yeah. Morid, you've been summoned to the party. They decided to take you with them.
I feel like I should apologize for my behavior late.
I'm not sure it was as bad as Generic's.
He looked a little rough a minute ago.
Yeah, he sacrificed himself for his chickens.
With that being said, can we not destroy Mauritville? I know I probably don't have a leg to stand on here. I probably, you know, not in the best standing, but I'd still like to take over this town. That hasn't changed.
Hey, what do you know about the fact that they hired assassins?
Did you hire assassins?
Well, I don't know that I could be, you know, look, he was very charming at the moment.
I can understand.
Well, he's dead now, so, yeah.
Bainder?
No, assassin.
Were you the one that hired him? How many more are we going to meet?
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't do interviews.
Did you do, the background checks or what?
Well, I mean, I don't know that you're hiring assassins. I don't know how you would go about conducting said background checks. I mean,
you roll an investigation.
Well, I investigated their story. I believed it.
You were believing a lot of things.
Yeah, I was pretty gullible for a minute or two. So I don't remember how many. Feels like it was all in a fog, right?
Ballpark figure.
It was me, but it wasn't me.
Right, but do you have any guesstimate?
I'm going to think real hard on that.
Okay, you do that.
I think real hard on that. Well, I mean,
think harder.
There was a lot, I think I hired three. The rest were trash, okay? Short notice, couldn't get the quality people. I might have hired three to five, maybe seven. More likely 3 to 5 to 7.
Okay.
How many zeros are there after the 3 to 5 to 7?
Well, there's no zeros. There was 3 to 5 or 7. We didn't get into double digits.
Oh, thank God for that.
All right, so the doors are completely opened as you guys are talking to Mord. Guards start pouring in, and I don't know. What is Diamond doing? So, let me give you some more context, Diamond, because you asked, can I just fly over it? You're in a mountain valley.
Was that a dumb question?
No. I just realized that I didn't give you any context for where you're at. So you're in a mountain valley and this gate goes into the mountain. So there's a mountain in the way over top of this gate.
Okay. So it's secure. You have to open it.
Unless you want to dig through a lot of rock. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. So the gate's open then and there's just people pouring out?
Pouring in. But there's guards that are with you and your group. They made camp behind you at this point, and they were waiting for the gate to get open so that they can go in as well.
We've seen footprints of...
Are they trying to fight us, or what's going on?
They're on your side. They're on your team. Okay.
Right. We've only seen footprints of, the undead that live in Mordville so far, but we haven't met any of the actual people from Mordville. We were just met with poison spiders and then that assassin. We sort of just cleared the entryway and that's it so far.
So as, are you going in, Diamond, so that you can be part of the... or the breaching? Okay. So loud clanging noises echo through the place as this metallic dragon starts stomping in on the hard stone entrance. And Maeve, which is the rogue that was with you, that was being played by Roxy, she would come up to the group and tell you that... So I actually recognize this mercenary emblem right here that we got off this assassin.
That would be some useful information if you know.
They're called the Saber Company. They're considered some of the best mercenaries. They don't generally hire in large groups or anything, but they're very expensive. I think we should probably expect traps set up ahead. I don't mean roguish traps. I mean if they have a bunch of undead under their command, they're probably set up little choke points and stuff like that, try to slow us down.
Ambushes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, Erevan pulls out his sword and activates the flame on it. So we going in then?
Sure.
Just remember, we don't have to use that flame on things inside other than enemies.
That's kind of the idea.
I'm just saying, be careful of the furniture. We made some improvements.
Furniture attacks.
Furniture attacks?
Or what? I said, what if the furniture attacks?
Oh, what if the furniture attacks?
Well, then they move from being furniture to enemy.
Okay. Ooh, dead furniture.
All right, so I can't remember who all passed through this, the housing district that's at the entrance here. I think it was Alita and Erevan. Last time you were here, there were lights that were on the ceiling and on the ground, lighting up some of the streets. They're just like mushrooms and various different plants that emitted light or emit light. But as you're all taking this
glowing mushrooms.
Glowing mushrooms, yeah. you could do a nature check, actually, if you'd like.
Yes. I want glowing mushrooms.
Oh, shit, it fell.
It's a 20. I swear it fell and landed on a 20.
All right, fair enough. We'll take it. Like, plus your bonus would be high.
Yeah, nature is plus 5, so 25.
All right, you see from your perch position on top of the dragon, like from your saddle up there, somewhat nearby, you can see that in the dirt, there's like a couple of those mushrooms that are dead. They're glow caps, which are popular usually like in the Underdark, which would be like way far away, a completely different world to the overworld. But with a roll that high, you know exactly what those mushrooms are. Separate to that line of thought, for everybody else, you just notice that this area is now pitch black. So even those of you with dark vision, you can see, but it's like completely black and white, really tones of gray, and you can't see beyond your vision range. Like, it just fades into darkness from there.
What if I produce flame?
That would give you color nearby, and also, yeah.
Well,
Erevan's sword would also emit light.
Right. But Maeve pointed out last time that let the, you know, hidden assassin know exactly where we were when we emitted light.
Hey, Morid, you got fairy lights we can put on this thing?
I mean, I've got lights stuff.
I think we need to put fairy lights on the dragon's wings.
I mean, that gives anything advantage that wants to hit your dragon, but I could do that.
Dragon might be so loud that he's obvious, though.
Yeah, so might as well.
Yeah, I'll roll that because, you know, if you want to, Mord, you can put lights on there without giving enemies advantage.
Well, I've got this. Just give me a moment. Go to tinkering, and I can make... I can make 5 objects that shine bright light in 5-foot radius, dim for an additional 5, so 10 feet.
So Mora does that and puts it on the dragon?
Yeah, I guess. Like, what color you want your running light?
Oh, I can pick a color?
Sure.
Purple.
Okay. I make her dragon have purple underlights, like it's some sort of Need for Speed kind of thing.
So it's like glowing underneath it?
Yeah, in a 5-foot radius, and then up to 10 feet dim light.
And one of the soldiers is like, that's actually a good idea. I was worried about getting in the way and getting stomped on. So now I know where it's at. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, the soldiers start to advance into the dark. And you can see that they're holding their torches because most of them are humans. Or, you put a GIF in there of.
No, it's in the general chat. I should put it in D&D. But
it's okay.
RGB gamer setup dragon.
It's a gamer dragon. But yes, they start advancing. You can see their torches, and they kind of spread out a bit and start going down different, I would say roads, but they're a little smaller, almost like alleyways that kind of winds through the different ruined dwellings. So Morad said he's made some improvements in this place. At this entrance, you're not really seeing evidence of that. This place is still pretty messed up.
Oh, I have a question. What do these glow caps do? Should I harvest them? Should I even try? I want to know more about the glow caps. I don't know why it's in my brain so much.
Well, this one, like I said, it looks dead. So it's not really going to be harvestable, but it is edible.
Is it edible?
Yeah.
So what happens if I eat it? Will I die?
It makes your excrement glow. It's really weird.
Gamer excrement. Good?
The excrement? I've never tried it.
No. The mushroom.
Oh. I mean, you can live on it, but it tastes like shit.
Tastes like Underdark.
Okay. So where are we supposed to go? Because I kind of wasn't here.
We need to go deeper.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go on an adventure.
All right. So your party advances. Is there... Right, anyone who's specific? Like go ahead.
Well, you just told us that there were going to be like traps. I feel like we need to look for them.
Oh, should we look for traps before we just go blindly into everything?
Like, what is that? Is that an investigation or perception?
So the soldiers halt as one of them hears your party talking about that, and he calls out to stay your advance. You would roll perception if you're trying to take in, you know, what you can see. But keep in mind, you can't actually see beyond like 120 feet.
Well, just rolled a 2. So even with my bonus, it's...
I want to try 2. My perception is plus 6, so 15 plus 6, 21. Right?
Yep. So Alita's kind of blinded by the purple lights underneath the dragon, but Diamond, from your position again, as you're looking around, done looking at the mushroom, I'm assuming, you just basically see the basic layout of the entrance. You're not seeing anybody or anything that's standing out to you as dangerous.
I guess we can go a little deeper. I don't see anything.
All right.
So I guess we can just go to where it's as far as I can see and then stop there and check again. I don't know.
All right, go ahead and roll it. Perception again.
19 plus 6.
Anybody can roll this perception again if they'd like to. I mean, pretty much everybody is.
It's got a 20.
14.
15.
You had a 24 or something, Diamond?
19 plus 6, so 25.
25 again. So there's a small landmark that you can see from as you... I'm assuming your party's going center, like the center route, and the soldiers are kind of on the sides.
Sure.
Just because, you know, the dragon's not going to fit down many of the alleyways.
Probably.
So again, you're not seeing anything or anybody. However, Diamond, you do see what looks like perhaps a pit trap that's near the fountain area. It's kind of like the central circular fountain with houses kind of around. It looks like a small little park or something that the dwarfs had made or was once a park.
It's a trap?
The floor doesn't look right to you. It looks like it could give way if you were to walk on it with your dragon specifically.
That floor doesn't look right. I don't know if we can take the dragon much further.
Is
there a way to fly over it? Could I, like, one by one take everyone on the dragon across?
So do... Okay, is that what you want to do? Is it, you think that it's, your dragon could jump that, or at least fly a little bit over that. The ceiling here is pretty high.
A little bit over it, or all the way over it?
Well, if you're going to fly, you can. The ceiling is pretty high here.
Okay, yeah.
But if you're just going to jump.
Yeah, we can just, anyone that can't fly, I'll fly them across.
So let me check this floor out real quick. I don't remember this being like a fall away, kill you floor, but can I, like, you know, look at it?
Yeah, you can look at it.
That be an investigation if I'm looking for it falling apart, or
Yeah, or like you have stone cunning or something like that, that'd be helpful.
Because I have gnome cunning. It only helps with tunes goes against magic. I have Artificer's lore. I had twice my proficiency bonus to history checks related to magic items, alchemical objects, or technological devices.
Is a trap a technical?
Yes.
Thanks.
Go ahead and roll the investigation. It is not a technological trap.
I got a 9. Looks fine.
Whatever, let me clarify, whatever might be wrong with the floor, it just looks like it's weak there. It doesn't look like it was set up as like a specifically for a trap, not for the dragon.
It doesn't look like it holds some weights. So what I remember of this, do we think the dragon is going to fit through all the tunnels and stuff, or is it going to start becoming a hindrance soon?
So if I remember right, this was a huge dragon. No, it's a large dragon. It should be fine. It should fit down all the alleys and stuff with its wings in, you know?
Okay.
Or not alleys, but tunnels, I should say.
Let's go then.
So not all the tunnels we're going to be able to fly through if something comes up.
And hard to turn a large dragon around if there's like a Indiana Jones style ball running it.
Yeah. We're way too far to take him back there where we started, though.
Well, we've got soldiers with us.
Is Amir around? He knows how to drive this thing.
Yeah, I'm right behind you still. I haven't fallen off yet. I mean, I fell off a few times, but I'm still here.
Okay, cool. You want to take this back then? I start to hop off the dragon.
No, we can make it. It's fine. Morit said it's fine. We can trust Morit. He's
a good
guy.
Reliable.
Okay. I stopped trying to get off. If you guys are sure.
Have some other people investigate.
Someone else. Alita, you're going to check it out? Or
Okay, let's see. Okay, I got 18.
So it just looks damaged. The floor does. And Mord would probably know this at this point, actually. There's another level beneath here. Well, actually, all of you should suspect this because you've been here before. There's another level underneath here. So it's probably some damage that happened to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of given like a sag to the floor. From the dragon's, from Diamond's position, she can clearly see that the floor is like arcing down or sagging down a bit. That's why she was like, it's not quite right. But from your position, you just kind of like see how like the, I want to say the creases between like the mortar. It just looks a little bit tight and some of the stones cracked.
So then should we just like stand on it, break it, and then kind of fall to the second level, or should I do that with the dragon and then fly you guys down? Or,
well, I mean, at this point, we
what
can
do we want to do?
We can fix the ceiling. We don't have to destroy Mordville.
It's like a shortcut to get inside.
Yeah.
I mean, we can put a fireman's pole if you want a shortcut. We don't have to destroy a whole ceiling.
It'll be fine. We can fix it. It's fine.
Without the undead workforce, though, I don't know. It's so much money.
We have the king's workforce.
So yeah, just press this button and he'll stomp on it if you want.
I press the button. Oh wait, hold on, let me get a little closer. I made him walk up to the spot. Press the button.
I was about to say, everyone needs to make a dexterity check. Okay, so yeah, the dragon starts moving forward. I don't know if y'all are gonna try to stop her or anything, but she gets over to the towards the fountain, and she takes the dragon not heals up, but stands up on its hind legs and then drops down. And yeah, a lot of dust comes up, and you guys can hear the stone cracking, and the fountain falls through the floor. What?
Did I press the button again? Break, damn it.
All right, well, the fountain's halfway through the floor as she's up, healing up and getting ready to stomp again. And this time, like, all of the fountain area just starts crumbling. And you guys can see, like, a hole forming as everything just falls down in.
Okay, I made a hole.
Mord cries.
I need people to roll initiatives.
Plus two?
19. Mord got a 17.
Plus two should be your initiative bonus, right?
I think so. 7, I think it is.
Okay, so you got a 7 total?
Yeah.
Oh, Alita?
6.
Diamond, I'll have the dragon go on your turn.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus. So you hear screaming from all over the city as you start stomping. Or not screaming, I should say shouting, as people are, you know, soldiers are trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And a couple people come rushing over to your area, but they kind of stop as they see that the dragon's like banging on the ground and the floor is falling down, and they turn around and run the other way. So as the dust is still coming up from beneath the fountain, you see like a stone come up and grab the floor. It looks like several fingers, and starts pulling itself up and out of the hole. As you can see its head and its shoulders and everything, you realize that this is a golem, and it's about as big as your dragon.
1v1.
Erevan, you're actually up first. The thing is still in motion, trying to get up onto the floor.
What's it made out of?
Stone.
Hmm.
I should also add, Morty, you've not seen this thing. You didn't know this was here.
Maybe it was fixed in the ceiling. Maybe it would have been fine.
So do I think that my sword could do very much against it?
Yeah, so you have all of your stuff from Brogain, by the way. Everybody does. All the extra stuff you had ordered would have arrived at the camp. Well, if you want to like do a arcane check, you can get more information, but Erevan's guess would be yes, the sword should be fine.
Doing an arcana check would take an action, though, right?
Yeah.
I think. How far away is it from me?
Probably about 15 feet from your party, because the dragon's in front of you.
Erevan is going to run up to it, start swinging with his greatsword. 27 and 19 to hit.
Both are hits.
16 damage on the first hit and 18 damage on the second.
That's a lot of damage. Mord, you're up.
Very sad.
Unless you had a bonus action, you're using Erebon, sorry.
No, I'm good for now.
You're a little sad?
I'm very sad that the ceiling / floor is ruined. There was tile that you can't really replace on the floor.
Is that your action, or are you just going to stand there crying?
No, I'm going to pull out. I've got a new kind of thing, a new feature since the last time we hung out. I have an arcane firearm. Basically, I just carved my own gun out of wood. I'm going to pull that out. I'm going to roll the D8 that it gives me. If I cast a spell through there, I rolled an 8. And I'm going to shoot a firebolt from it. Rolled a 15 plus my 9 is 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right, so I'm going to roll my damage, and I get to add that 8 to one of my damage rolls. So I rolled a 10, so 18 on my firebolt. Then I'm going to have my Ballista fire, but under protest because he's still sad. The Ballista, 14 plus 8 to 22.
Yep.
And 15 damage from that, and that's my turn.
So you said 18 damage for the first hit?
Yeah, so do you want it just okay. Total or?
No, the total would be 33.
Yeah, 18 plus right. 15.
Yeah. So, okay, that puts us at Diamond.
I don't know if I want to summon beasts or not, or conjure animals.
Well, you declared that you would have already done that, so if you wanted to, you don't have to use an action.
Okay.
We just never resolved that. I just made a snake joke, and then we moved on, I think.
Okay. Would they have this mighty summoner thing on them? Because that happens at 6th level. They get 2 extra hit points, and damage from its natural weapon is considered magical for the purpose of overcoming immunity and resistance to non-magical attacks.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Yeah, we're 6 now, so you should have that feature. 2 hit points and their attacks are magical?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what did you summon?
So it says I can do 2 beasts of challenge rating 1 or lower. I think I want to do at least that. And then, so 2 of them. I think I want to do a dire wolf and a giant hyena. I don't know. Those sound cool.
A giant hyena?
Yeah. That's what it says in this beast list.
All right, so yeah, you have your beast with you already. Yeah, so what do you do for your turn since you don't have to cast that?
Now I have no idea. I guess shoot it with the dragon. I'm still on the dragon, right? I can do that.
What spell are we using for that?
Isn't it a button to like shoot flames at this thing?
I'm talking about your summon monster, so I can get the stats for you.
It's a conjure animal. 2 beasts of challenge rating 1 or lower.
Oh, I'm sorry. I figured you had the stats with you because you had like a...
A giant hyena. His armor class 12, 45 hit points, 6d10 plus 12. Strength is 16, dex is 14, con is 14. I have that stuff. I can get that stuff real quick. And then the wolf. That one's 14 armor class, 37 hit points, 5d10 plus 10.
As long as you have their attacks.
Yeah.
It should be listed under the actions area.
Oh, like the bite?
Yeah, you can do...
2d6 plus 3.
Oh,
yeah. So when you attack with them, you'll have, like for the hyenas, a plus 5 to hit. For the dire wolf, it's also a plus 5 to hit. They do damage. And I wanted to look up because your shepherd circle gives it 2 hit points per hit die. So if you look at that 6d10, they get 2 per, like the hyena gets 12 extra and the dire wolf gets 10 extra. So if you're just using their average hit points, which is 37 for the wolf, it'd be at 47.
Oh.
And then it would be at 57 for the hyena.
Nice.
That's pretty beefy, actually.
Yeah, pretty solid.
So the dragon's options is you can use a multi-attack where you can spray something with oil and then bite it and hit it with 2 fists. Or you could start off with a fire breath or do a tail sweep.
Wait, should we start with the oil? Because wouldn't the fire burn better? Wouldn't we char this monster better with the
fire? Yeah, so the oil spray would be a 30-foot cone in front of it. Each creature in the area must save on a dex save, or they become vulnerable to fire damage.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that.
So that's part of you get to roll 3 dice, 3 d20s.
Okay, the first one's 5. It really sucks. Whoa, that one fell down my leg. Hold on, I gotta find it. 12. One more. 14.
Okay, so you got two fist attacks that have hit. So you get to roll 4d6 plus 12.
6, 5, 6, 1.
Okay, so that's 30 damage. All right, now it's your beasts. Unless you want to move the dragon or something.
Is he, like, in a good range? I got to bite him again, right? Because I got to hit with that oil, right?
He did not dodge the oil. He's still pulling himself up from the hole.
Okay.
So he didn't really have much motion to get out of the way. So, yeah, as he's pulling himself up, he just... Go ahead.
So I'm going to back up then if he's, like, covered in oil.
Okay.
So...
Beeps happen. Go ahead, sir.
Wouldn't it make it harder for him to climb as well if it's all oil slick?
Yeah.
So specifically, it doesn't say that it creates like a grease effect, but you would think so. So I'll play with that. I'll have something figured out for it. I got a couple more turns to do here to think on that. That's a good idea, though. Good thought.
Would it be something like difficult terrain, basically?
Yeah, that's what yeah. So you still have your hyena and your wolf, dire wolf.
Yeah, so my wolf is going to bite 13.
Total? That's a miss.
13 is the natural roll. I don't know what any pluses are.
I think it's five. Yeah, okay. So that's actually a hit.
Okay, so then it's 18. Mm. And then with the hyena, I don't know what its plus is either, but...
Five.
So then it's 13 total.
All right, so your hyena hits, but the wolf misses. You can roll the damage for your hyena.
Oh, 2d6. Okay. 6 and 1, so 7.
Plus 3.
So 10.
So I don't know if this matters, but it has a DC 13 strength saving throw where he can knock it prone.
Knock what prone?
The monster. Yeah, no, the wolf does.
Oh, so if it hits, it can knock the... Yeah.
Yeah, the target is a creature. It must succeed on a DC 13 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
It doesn't have a restriction on the size?
It doesn't say that.
That's awesome.
I mean, imagine there's some errata somewhere, but it's from beyond the stat block.
Wolf to bite out of a stone golem. Stone golem just falls over.
Falls over dead.
Olita, you're up.
Okay. Well, how far away exactly are we from this?
Somewhere between 15 and 20 feet.
Okay. So I really got to do like the ranged.
You can run up to it. Or wait, is that a bad idea? Not what you want to think about doing at all?
I mean, is that what everybody else has been doing? Like running up to it? Well, it's just kind of...
I just backed up.
Aravon's ran up to it, I believe, and took some swings with his sword.
Okay.
But yeah, you see the big dragon backing up with some, you know, beeps happening.
All right, I guess I'll just use my vicious spear. Okay, so 15 to hit.
Did you add your attack bonus?
Yeah. Is that not enough?
No, that's not enough.
Dang.
I think you have other attacks, though. Sorry, I'm like not familiar with Monk at all, so.
Right. Okay. So I guess.
Oh, you actually get an extra attack, so you can attack again.
What, just with that? Oh, it says attacks per action, too. I don't think I've been doing this. Okay.
Starting at 5th level. Yep.
Okay. Okay, but if I make the unarmed strike this time, then I can make one unarmed strike as a bonus action. Can I still do that?
Yep.
So really it's like 3. Okay.
Yep.
So let's do the unarmed strike. Let's see. 16.
That's close. No, that was, you're just off by 1. It's AC 17.
Okay. Going for my bonus. Okay, I just got a 20.
So on the die?
Uh-huh, nice. On the die.
Well, that's a hit. You get to roll your damage dice twice.
Okay, so I don't know these dice well. Where's the 6? Okay, so that's 13 altogether.
And with the damage bonus added as well? Anything else you're doing on your turn?
That's it.
Okay. So actually it would be Amir's turn who offers Diamond. Hey, I found a glow cap. It's only partly rotted. Tries to hand it to you while you're messing with the controls trying to back it up.
Okay, just hold on to it for me.
All right, so as you're backing up, the golem tries to pull itself up. Let me roll a dex save. Let's just do that. Let's run it like it's grease. All right, because it's not fully up yet, its attacks get disadvantage. We'll run it like it's kind of prone-ish. It's going to take an attack at Aravon. It's going to miss. And his other attack, did Alita stay at the... I think she did.
Oh, I don't know. Is it too late? I guess I'm still there if it's too late to back away now.
Does 21 hit you, your AC?
Yeah.
Thankfully, it had disadvantage, or that would have been a critical.
Yeah. 26 damage on Alita as it tries to crush her with its hand. Alita kind of like... the oil is everywhere, so you kind of like slip out from under the hand as it's coming down.
Erevan just kind of grimaces as he looks at that and watches it happen. He's like, ooh, that looks like it hurt.
Erevan, as you're... when you look back at the golem, you can see its eyes... starting to spin, like the circles in its eyes, and you hear like a whirling sound in them. However, it's your turn.
So because he's covered in oil, does he, he's vulnerable to fire damage, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to swing my flaming sword at him. 20 and 22 to hit.
Both are hits, yeah.
Oh, God. 2 slashing damage and 12 fire damage, not counting the vulnerability. So I think that's 24 fire damage with the vulnerability.
Okay, is that both hits?
No, I'm still doing the other. The second hit is 9 slashing damage and also 9 fire damage for a total of 18 fire damage.
Okay, anything more for Erevan?
No.
Morid. You see... the golem's like lighting up on fire in a small area around Erevan's hits. And you can see that the stone starts melting away in those areas like it's taking a lot of damage. So your character would definitely be able to tell that fire damage is...
is a way to go?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pull out my wooden gun.
Incendiary ammo.
I rolled a 17 on the die, so 26 to hit with that. And I'm going to roll my D8, and I got a 7 this time. So 19 on the firebolt, and then...
I'm sorry, I was typing. Was that 19 to hit or damage?
Damage. I rolled like a 20-something to hit.
And that's unmodified? That's just what you rolled?
I rolled... Okay, well, I can go back. Let me see if it shows.
No, I'm just saying, like, did you count in the vulnerability when you rolled or told me 19?
No, so...
Okay.
I rolled a 26 to hit, and then I rolled 19 damage with the fireball. So 19 unmodified.
All right. So that's 38. Go on.
Okay. Then I'll roll to hit with my Eldritch Cannon, which is a 16. So I don't think that hit.
No, that's a miss.
So I missed.
Just barely flies past it.
And that is my turn.
Okay, so is it my turn now?
Yep.
So I'm going to make the... Dragon use its flame breath thingy in the bobber, and I'm going to use it to hit this oily, about to go up in flames, is already up in flames, about to be even more in flames, whatever the fuck coming out of the floor.
Amir stands up on your shoulders and tries like looking around and stuff. He's like, hold up on the flames. We got Erevan and Alita right in front of the mouth. Unless they don't care. I mean,
fine. What can I do then? Not too close. Why don't y'all move?
Hey, so where exactly is that fountain? Could it be like tail whipped on top of it?
The fountain fell through the floor. Actually, at your distance, you can see part of the fountain sitting on the stone golem's shoulder.
Oh, I already landed on him.
I'm sorry. No. Go ahead.
Can I like go back up to it and then stomp it back down since everyone's in the way?
I heard that she wants to fight it herself. Back off.
Back in the ground where you belong.
I got some tea, I guess, to have back here while she takes it out.
I'll take some green tea.
Come on, Matt. I've got crumpets too somewhere, I think.
If you want to go up and try to push them in, it would just be like a grapple between the dragon and the golem.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead. If that's what you're going to do, or if you're going to wait and do a fire breath or just attack it, let me know which
route I'm just going to like try to shove it down. That's a 20.
That's a 20? You rolled
a natural 20. I swear.
Oh, well, let me check the two monsters because I rolled an 18. Ooh. Which one's stronger than the other? Oh, no, they're equal on strength. So yeah, it's the dragon just grabs the stone golem and... starts pushing it forward, and you see its grip slowly breaking from the floor, and pieces of the floor start cracking right next to it. Bricks are falling and stuff. Erevan and Alita roll dexterity saving throws. The DC's 10 to jump back and not fall with the golem.
Erevan got a 12.
Well, I rolled a 10.
Oh, so, all right. So both of you just barely jump out of the way as
I was gonna say, I'd pull out my wings if I had to.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
I'd fly down on the dragon and save you if I could.
All right. So yeah, the dragon with a grip on its face and starts pushing it back, and its hands are pulling some of the floor. And it starts, it loses its grip and it tumbles down into that hole. The dragon lets go and nearly falls with it. Diamond, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. Otherwise, you're in the same peril as Erevan and Alita.
Well, what do I add to this?
It would be your dexterity bonus.
Okay, so it's a 13.
All right, you and Amir. you and Amir manage to stay in the saddle as you almost go vertical, if you know what I mean, like the dragon kind of like starts falling in the hole a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it starts pulling itself back up and backs up from the hole and lands again. After, it doesn't take long for all of you to hear like a loud thud on the next level and a lot of cracking sounds.
Oh. Well, this foundation seems very weak.
It wasn't.
It should probably fix that, Morridge.
It wasn't.
I think I want a new team to take over this town. You guys are ruining it, the whole thing.
Listen, do you want to take over the town, or do you want it not ruined?
Well, there's a way to do both.
Blame the stone golem, not us.
Yeah, right, if the stone golem didn't try to come out, I wouldn't have had to do that.
All of you can hear what sounds like something.
Don't be in the way next time.
I'll put a warning label on the front of its mouth. Stand
don't
clear.
Don't be in the way. Put one on the scale too.
If you can read this, you're too close.
Right. That's why we're besties, Amir.
Maybe I should say, like, if you can read this, you're on the wrong side of the dragon.
If you can read this, you're dead.
Right. So from the hole, you can hear some more noises and such. It sounds like the thing standing back up.
Yeah, I don't think it got the message.
However, you can hear it starting to walk away.
Okay, I think it got the message.
All right, now that the sounds of the battle near you has, or the stone golem has died down, you can actually hear soldiers that are on your flanks. They're shouting, and it sounds like metal to metal, like they're fighting.
The stone golem?
Are playing. Probably not the stone golem, but they're fighting something else around you.
Aravon's going to start running in the direction of the fighting to see what's going on.
Yes, I got to fly that way because I'm already flying on the dragon. So,
just to be clear, we're out of initiative at the moment, so people can act in whatever order or discuss, not limited to 6 seconds.
And that thing ran away. Does that give us like an opportunity attack or anything?
It fell through the floor.
Yeah, it fell through the floor and it got up on a different level and sounds like it's moving somewhere else.
All right.
Wait, am I falling through the floor?
You almost did, but no, you made your check.
Okay.
You're safe for now.
Should I go down through the hole? Should we go down through the hole?
Maybe we should make our way to the town hall. Is Baindor kind of like our goal?
Yeah.
So we should like go find Baindor.
You would presume he's probably still at the temple that is on this level you're currently on.
Okay, so we need to go to the temple then on this level.
To the temple.
Okay.
All right, as, are you gonna just leave the, soldiers and start heading towards the temple? Is what's going on?
I heal myself.
Hey, soldiers, we're going to the temple if you'd like to join us. If not, well...
how busy are they?
What'd you ask? Sorry?
Can I heal myself?
You should have standard potions of healing. So that's like 2d4 plus 2 each one.
I can help you here. I start mixing up some concoctions. I'm like, here, take this. And I hand you a drink.
Okay.
Do you drink it?
I drink it.
It heals you for 13 points.
Okay, so what I rolled on the other thing was 6. And I do that like 16 plus 13.
Yeah.
She needs all the potions.
I practically do. That was a lot of damage.
Are you still hurt?
Gulp, gulp the first and gulp, gulp the second.
Yeah, that's only like 19 and I was hit for 26. That's not like too bad though.
Well, here's another 15 points. I probably could have used a first level spell instead of a second, but okay.
Well, you can, could trade it.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
I don't use my spells for anything really. I use a cantrip most of the time. I do a ton of damage.
All right, well, I'm fully healed. I don't think anybody else even took damage, did they?
Nope, not that I know of.
I mean, those woodland animals probably fell off the thing, but... Yeah.
Oh, yes, what happened to them?
Oh, did my animals ever make a check?
Oh, yeah. Roll your check. Let's see
if
the animals
are still...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, one's a one. The other's an 18, though, so one's perfectly fine, I guess.
Oh, boy.
It's what, plus five? So one is six and... 23.
Amir's like, I saw the wolf go under and went down the hole.
Why did it have to be the wolf?
Oh, like, he's still alive though, right? He's just under.
Yeah, he's only took like 12 points of damage from the fall.
Is this where we throw a rope down?
Would a wolf be able to climb a rope? We might have to.
He could grab it with his mouth. And pulled on while we pulled him out.
Like tug of war and pull him up?
Yeah, right? Kind
of. I'm going to tie like a nice size knot at the end of the rope. Throw it down. Here, boy. Tug on the rope.
Okay. Well, I think they have to obey your command. So it does. It bites the rope then.
And then just like pull the rope up until he's like up and then just grab him. He's a good boy. I love you. I'll put him next to the hyena, set him down. Time to play with your brother now.
So, Morid, you see what looks like a skeleton coming out of one of the, the alley between a couple of homes. And as it's like charging at you, one of the soldiers kind of knocks it down, comes in from behind you and knocks it down and takes it out. He says,
"Oh, that was Craig."
That was Craig. He's like, "Hey."
The skeleton's name is Craig.
Oh, the skeleton's name. Oh.
Yeah. He was just coming to give me a high five.
So I thought the soldier was Craig. The soldier is like, oh.
There's two Craigs. I'm just kidding. I don't know who that skeleton is. He doesn't want a name tag.
You need to put name tags on all your skeletons.
The soldier says, so what's the plan? What are we doing? We're still waiting to move.
Well, what I'm going to do as I pull out my folding chair, I'm going to sit here and drink tea until we decide we're not going to destroy more in the process of saving it.
What about your fizzy pop? You should drink some of that.
That's not time for fizzy pop. It's time for tea and serious conversation.
Okay, so...
What about fizzy pop
temple,
tea?
Right?
Can we get to the temple without destroying the building?
We could, yes.
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Then let's do that.
Well, you disregarded everything before, right? Like, wanton destruction of Moridville. What's the key word in Moridville? Morid.
Well, you're here.
If we're just going to destroy the place, I don't want to be a part of it. Sorry for the betrayal, beyond my control. But seriously, do you have to punish me?
Yes.
Morid's been a bad boy.
I feel like my health plan and my options and my career advancement might have been better with Bainder.
Yeah, well, you committed atrocities. You have to make up for it. It doesn't matter if you were charmed or not. We're going easy on you because you were charmed. How about that?
Hey, I'm just saying, I like to mess with mechanical things, and maybe that dragon won't work.
Oh, okay. No, but let's just do this. It's not going to be Moridville if we don't go. It's going to be Bainder. So you coming or not?
Yeah.
All right. We got to go to the temple.
To the temple. My character always recalls the general layout of settlements, so we're good.
Nice.
Oh, I forgot about that. So yeah, you know exactly how to get there from here.
Nice. Follow them.
All right, so everybody skirts around the big hole in the center, the city center, and the dragon, I imagine, would do a jump or a leap over, not over the hole, but like over buildings and stuff. I'm assuming, unless you want to just stomp right through everything. What's
I'm Diamond's? Not going to stomp right through everything. I'll fly.
Okay.
Or jump or whatever I have to do to not destroy things. Not going to intentionally destroy things for like no reason.
Mort appreciates that.
All right, so as everybody's walking down the main stretch and following Alita, there's skeletons and zombies coming out from the sides that soldiers are having to take care of and try to keep the way clear for you. They're pretty efficient about it at this point, and it doesn't take too long for those of you with dark vision to start being able to see the entrance to that temple. As you're walking, however, you see a human woman that is sitting down next to one of the buildings, and it looks like she's injured.
Should we go check the injured lady over there?
I suppose we should. Just be careful. You never know. Okay. Could be a vampire.
Go walk up to her with the dragon.
Or another charmed.
Just casually walk over there with your pet clockwork dragon.
Yup.
And your hyena and your wolf.
Yup.
And half the city guard and Mord and Yerevan.
Just like, hey there, what's going on this fine morning?
You all right?
So yeah, as you get closer and like she can see everything properly, she like has her hands up in front of her face. She has one hand on her stomach, which looks like she's, like I said, been injured. And with a clearer view of her face, when she lowers her hand to look around, you realize that this might be one of the bards from your dinner party with Vaynder. And she says, oh, Mord, you're back.
Yeah. You're not doing so well.
Do you still work for him?
I mean, what happened to you?
I got fired.
Oh, did you play that song again? You know you weren't supposed to play that song.
I don't know. He just got angry and attacked us, and I tried to run.
Try to heal the bard. Burn two spell slots.
Never mind.
9 hit point bard.
What's your passive perception?
Passive perception 12.
Okay.
Is passive perception?
It's 10 plus your wisdom, I believe, right?
Your perception skill at least, like okay. Your modifier and any skill bonus to it.
It's probably high for.
I think she said she had a 6.
I have a six for perception proficiency.
Okay, yeah. So you'd be a 16.
Dope.
All right, Diamond, from the top of your perch, you can kind of see in one of the dwarven settlement or homes that she's near, and you just barely catch a glimpse of somebody looking out one of the windows.
Who is that looking out the window?
I look over.
Well, you don't see anything. Like, they moved away when they realized Diamond caught their eye, but you know there's somebody in there.
I want to look around. I know, I'm sus. I'm suspicious.
She says to Yamora, she's like, hey, can you get me out of here?
Can I do some sort of check to see if she's lying about being fired?
If you want to do an insight check, yeah.
I believe her.
Can I do Girl's one, an 8. Two?
Sorry, Diamond?
I do one, two.
Sure. Never mind.
It's a 4 plus 3, so 7, so I don't know shit.
Yeah, mine's a 6.
I'm still suspicious, though.
Okay, guys, I rolled a 20. Not,
but I'm still suspicious.
Damn.
Nice. What do you think?
DM, what do I think?
Well, so there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing normal about a human just sitting there in this place.
Well, like, do I think she's charmed? Do I think she really got fired and needs her help?
I mean, she was fired by Vaynder. So either way, it's kind of sus.
There's just like as you're watching her and how she's talking to Mord, and you see her like start asking him for help and stuff. She doesn't look like somebody that would be in this position that would be in this position. Like she's pretty rugged looking.
So it looks
and,
like she's.
And yet she's. Sorry?
It looks like she's like used to these kind of things.
Sort of, but she also looks like. She's putting on a show at the moment.
Mm.
Just everything about her is kind of suspicious to specifically Alita. But I mean, it's Diamond, now that you've seen somebody. Yeah.
And
I think we should help her. I mean,
no, absolutely not.
Like,
we can hand her over to a couple of soldiers, and then we can go investigate what she was distracting us from.
You look to one of the soldiers and say that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, right? I'm good with that? Because I think she's maybe a distraction from whoever was in that window, or she wants to be in our group. I don't know.
I think it's a good idea to have a soldier take her back, not us.
Right.
I remember this bard being powerful. Yes, no?
What do you mean? Like, as a combatant, or?
Like, charmer, like, what have I seen? What do I remember her doing anything? Dancing?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, she was a pretty good dancer, and she plays a killer violin.
Violin, huh? Well, I trust her anyway, so.
That was probably the wrong wording.
All right, well. I can get you out of here. You might have to have a guard for a bit, though.
So she starts getting up as well as she apparently can. And Alita, you said you summoned a guard to do this, or was it just something you were wondering to the party?
Yeah, we got a guard over.
Okay, yeah. And he takes her, and they start to walk off.
Let me go see who's in that building.
Yeah, let's go.
Are you, who's all going? And is the dragon coming in, too?
Oh, fuck. Can the dragon go in the house?
No.
You can take the other two.
Okay, dragon. I'm sorry, but you got to stay here.
I mean, I'll take over while you're gone. I co-pilot taking.
All right. I get off the controls. Dragon.
Okay, you get off the controls?
Yeah. All right, boys. So, come on. Let's go fight the bad guys. Talking to my animals.
Yeah, I figured. Or the soldiers, I'm not sure.
Yes, I baby talk my soldiers.
All right, so Alita and Diamond are definitely going in, right? Like you two are heading towards that building you saw. So these are stone buildings. Most of them are like brick buildings that are fairly ruined. This one, it looks not so ruined. It looks like there's actually been some patchwork on it. This might be the first evidence you've seen of Mord talking about there being improvements in the town, because it looks fairly recent. This door on this place is still half on the hinge and kind of leaning to the side.
Can we just pull the hinges all the way off?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Okay. So if you
do that, and then open the door.
The door just falls off and lands on the ground with a little thud. The stonework that was holding it all together is crumbling a bit. Haven't gotten to the doors yet. And so inside, the ceiling's a bit short. This was, a dwelling for a dwarf, but it's not like uncumbersome. Like you can still, well, unless you're really tall, you can still stand properly. But as you're looking in, you can just see a kitchen and that is very in ruins, but you see that there's a little campfire that's been set up, that's been put out, that's like in the dining area, and you see plenty of evidence of at least three or four people that have been using that campfire to cook food and etc. There is actually a second floor to this place, and there are stairways that go up to it, and that's where you saw the person peeking out the window.
I saw them peeking out the window on which floor?
On the second floor.
Okay,
but before we go up those stairs, can we do like
probably investigate? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and what are you investigating exactly? Like, what are you looking for?
Perhaps any information that would be useful.
Go ahead and roll investigation check to both of you, just looking around the room for things that stick out. One of the first things that catches your eyes, however, without rolling, is you see one of those patches on the one of the makeshift chairs that is sitting next to the campfire, the patches of the mercenary group, the Saber Company.
Oh,
we should call the guys in.
We should probably call that guard back. Can we call the guard back?
Well, he kind of rushed with her towards the back.
Okay, so it's a he. Okay.
They're probably in shouting distance still, but there is a lot of shouting going on. So it's kind of up in the air if you think that they could hear you if you shouted to them.
You know what? A shout's a shout. I'm going to do it anyway. Hey, guard! Come back!
We want to question her.
Go ahead and roll like a percentage dice.
a percentage dice? What's that?
It'd be a D10 and then another D10 that generally has like two numbers on it, like 10, 20, 30, 40. If you don't have one of those, just two D10s, declare to yourself or to me, since I'm not there with the dice, which one's the tens?
Four. Don't matter.
You rolled a four on the first dice?
On both.
So that would be 44.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused by that.
It's like a 50-50 shot, whether or not the guard could hear you. I was looking high.
So he couldn't. Is that what
you don't? No, you don't think he's heard you. You can't see him. He's out of your visual range at this point.
All right.
And there's not that much light.
I think we should just continue with the investigation check then.
Okay.
9 plus 5, so 14.
Alita?
I don't have a bonus on investigation. Can I do something like perception, or is it just not the same?
It's not the same. If you're...
Can I add my intelligence too, or just my investigation.
Your investigation should already have your intelligence in it.
Okay, in it. Okay, got it.
It should be your intelligence plus your proficiency bonus.
Right.
Well, I rolled 12.
For your perception, you're saying? Or yeah, investigation?
Investigation.
Yeah, mine was still higher. Oh, perception? Can I use perception?
I was going to say, like... you.
That one's a 12 plus 6, so my perception is way better.
Yeah, mine would have been too, but...
You can see everything in here, you imagine, pretty well. So you're not... The investigation is distinctly different when you're trying to look for, traps or specific things. Like you said, information, stuff like that, gathering information. So by your checks, you're not really seeing anything that's standing out other than that signet.
All right, I guess we should just go upstairs then. Try to find that guy. So I'm gonna start going upstairs.
I don't think we have a way to make them come down here.
Okay, so as you start going up the stairs, you're just running up the stairs or walking up the stairs? Or
I'm going to kind of walk creep up the stairs because I don't want to really alert him to my presence.
Oh, do you have stealth?
So maybe I should do a stealth check. I don't really have stealth. Let's go!
You want me to go first? I've got good stealth.
Okay, you go first then. I'll wait for her.
Okay, let's see how I do with this roll. Oh no! Well, maybe not. Okay, so I rolled a 2, so with my 6 stealth, it's still only 8. So maybe I'll only go halfway up the stairs since I'm not very stealthy.
I just rolled a 20 on that stealth, and
there you go.
Dexterity is 2.
Okay.
I don't have anything in stealth.
All right, I'll run this as kind of a group thing. You both were going up then. Alita was going first. She kind of stepped on the stair wrong, and it was going to break like the tip of it off, and it was going to make a little bit of racket. Alita, roll a dexterity saving throw. Let's see if you can try to actually stop it from making a lot of noise. I'm sorry.
19.
Okay. Yeah, between you and Diamond, you managed to stay pretty quiet as you're going up. When you get to the top of the stairway and look around, that's like a hallway in here. Just a small hallway, and it goes in both directions. It looks like there's 3 rooms up here. From here, you're not really seeing any evidence of people. Only 2 doors. 3 rooms and 2 doors.
Hmm. Can we stop here? I'm going to have to go put my kids to bed.
Okay. Yeah, actually, it's getting...
close to the time anyways.
Yeah. It's getting pretty close to 10:30. Thank you for playing. I'm sorry if it felt... a little weird about, what was it, the stone golem? he was going to come out a little differently, but that's cool.
I kind of ruined that.
That was fun.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, I had fun. Thanks,
yeah, I had
thanks
fun.
For playing and having me. All right.
See you guys.
See ya.
You guys pull your own monsters. Traps. What are traps?
Golem got oiled.
I was looking for a gift that had like EverQuest trains on it because it's exactly what we just let happen. The golem's going to go back and like aggro every mob and bring them back to us.
Yeah, that's basically my line of thinking too. But
I figured.
Because it has to come back and get to the first level again, like you said. I would like to point out to your line of thinking there that this was not going to happen. This was going to be an ambush point. it was fairly obvious because I announced that from the start that there's going to be ambushes. Now the people that are ambushing are trying to get the fuck out.
Oh, because
they realize what's about to happen.
All that the golem's coming back with everything.
Yeah, they're like, oh shit, we need to get out of here. Train, the zone.
Zone it.